Hi, it's producer Chris from The Bugle here. Did you know that I have a new series of my podcast, Richie Firth Travel Hacker, out now? It's the show where Richie Firth and I talk about how to make travel better in our very special way. In this series, we discuss Lime Bikes, Teslas, the London Overground, and a whole bunch of other random stuff that possibly involves wheels or tracks or engines of some variety. God, what a hot sell this is. I mean, you must be so excited. Listen now.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
The Bugle presents The Last Post with Alice Fraser.
Hello, posters, and welcome to The Last Post, the final word in this, the most final of worlds. Today's episode is the 23rd of February of the year 2020. Happy deathiversary today to romantic poet John Keats, who went from meditating on the beauty of an urn to being in an urn himself. Obviously, that's a joke. Remember, this is a satirical show. Keats, of course, was not cremated and put into an urn, but instead wrapped in folio text and fired off into space with a catapult shaped like the Muse Calliope, trailing a flag that said, "F*** you, Byron." In history today, also in 1919, Benito Mussolini established the Fascist Party in Italy, adding a grace note of cognitive dissonance to all the people who think of Italy as a chilled-out place full of pasta and street harassment. Celebrations today include National Banana Bread Day and National Dog Biscuit Day, which is something you should celebrate but don't really want to get mixed up with one another. Returning to the podcast, your guest today is cockblocker, dick magnet, boner killer and 3 times come hither look weekly champion, Tiff Stevenson. Welcome back.
Thank you so much. What a bunch of conflicting ideas.
Come hither, go away. That's you. Yeah. You're a dick whirlwind.
Leave me alone. Yeah, I love it. I'll take all of it. Such is the complexity of being a woman, Alice.
It is a complex situation. Today being Sunday, of course, we're taking a step back from the thundering waterfall of topical news coverage and taking a look into The Weekend magazine, which in today's episode includes a fashion in politics section. But first, some stories from the magazine that we won't have time for. In The Weekend magazine today, some harsh realities about online comment sections for the aspiring troll, with a list of sad truths for the web warrior, including, if you write a tweet to a television show or media outlet directly addressing one of the people on the show, the vastly more likely scenario is that the stars of the show will not read it. Instead, you're just adding to the toxic backwash of sadness about humanity in the mind of an underpaid intern whose job is to reply politely to your lol-worthy shitpost about whoever or whatever you think you hate in the moment of your least pleasant human emotion. And also, a fantasy dog league, which ranks dogs against each other from most like a mop to most like a cry for help. Also, there's an advertorial feature from a major sponsor, which is formatted very much like the rest of the magazine, and you don't realise it's not free journalism until you're halfway down the page, as well as a gossip section of all the worst rumours you can spread about the people in your office or extended social circle on the least possible evidence. And that is the magazine stories we will not have time for today because we are pushing them aside to make room for our ad section. It's now time for your ad section. Remember, you can submit an ad by email to thelastpost@somethingelse.com. Accidentally burn some shit to the bottom of your small saucepan? Add half a glass of water and leave it to soak next to the sink for up to a week. Half a glass of water and maybe a splash of detergent will slowly save you from the sum of the consequences of your reckless cooking habits. Let your slovenliness work for you with the help of half a glass of water in association with time and the inevitable decay of all things. Half a glass of water, spoken by Alice Fraser for the Bad Share House Habits Association. If symptoms persist, try getting rich enough to afford a cleaning service. And Evangelical Christian Wealth Cut, Jesus's Wallet, in association with Prepper Magazine, brings you the latest innovation in post-apocalyptic chic. No-No-Noah's Build Your Own Ark Kit. No-No-Noah's Build Your Own Ark Kit is a monthly subscription service that sends you everything you need to build a boat big enough to escape the consequences of human sin, as well as a relatively complete animal identification kit and a multi-purpose whistle for attracting animals once your improbably large vessel is complete. Your first monthly No-No-Noah's Build Your Own Ark Kit box gives you an in-depth blueprint of the massive boat that'll let you save yourself at the cost of literally everyone else, because you're God's favourite, because why not? No-No-Noah's Build Your Own Ark Kit is the solution to all your sudden sea-level-based survival needs, and assuming you've got enough wood, cork, and an industrial-sized shipyard, it's the perfect soothing internal counter-argument against creeping environmentalist concerns. Get as many animals in as small a space as possible with our Beast Jenga shoehorn, which allows you to shovel an impala upside down into the space between two rhinos. Don't worry about second-generation inbreeding issues with our special pair of God goggles, or Godgles, which wave away logical and logistical issues with equal ease. And just for Last Post listeners, No-No-Noah's Build Your Own Ark Kit subscription service is offering you 20% off its subscription price of $100,000 a month if you sign up now with the code THE. That's THE for the Last Post. Go to the website nononoahforgod.second/coming and enter THE at checkout for 20% off. Looking for a budget-friendly Armageddon? We've got you covered.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
And just for Last Post listeners, I'm slashing the prizes on my stand-up comedy show Kronos, which will be touring from the 26th of March in Melbourne through Sydney, Perth, London, Edinburgh, and then the UK through the rest of the year. If you attend 60 or more shows, I will give you 30% off the last 15 shows for a saving of more than $1 million. Look up Kronos on the internet by Googling Alice Fraser Kronos and spelling all of those words the way I've spelled them. Take a guess. Alice Fraser Kronos, soon on tour. And that is your ad section for today.
The Last Post.
And of course, our top story today is fashion politics. Tiff, you are both the most fashionable and the most political person I know. Tell me what's going on.
I thought it was about time. We looked at some of the men in politics and what they're wearing. You know, because let's be honest, I don't really care about what their policies are. I just want to know how old they are and when they're going to start having babies. So, you know, we just need to treat them the way we do women in politics. So I'm going to profile a couple of male politicians. We'll cover the major F words, fashion, fitness and f-ability. Because as we know, fashion has been a major part of politics after Margaret Thatcher taught us to never trust people who wear shoulder pads. So other famous shoulder pad wearers include Gaddafi, Alexis Carrington and Vladimir Putin.
Important.
And proving that well-known fashion cliche, the wider the shoulders, the bigger the lies. John Galliano actually said that to me once in a bar. And then he also said a lot of stuff about Jewish people whilst he himself was wearing shoulder pads. So then I just wrote it off.
Say what you like about the Nazis. They were fashionable.
Was it Armani who did the suits? Who did the suits?
Hugo Boss.
Hugo Boss. God, I can't believe I didn't know that.
It's surprising to me the number of companies that worked very closely to the Nazis and yet managed to save their brand.
Yeah, Hugo Boss didn't. But, you know, the clue was in the title, the word boss. We'll be profiling Bojo and Farage today. And we'll be asking, are their outfits manifest or manifest no. First up, Nigel Farage, age 55. He's you know, knocking on. It's beginning to show. He's got four headlines that you could use as a CD rack and crow's feet from constantly squinting at people to determine what race they are. So Nigel favours British designers. He doesn't actually care where the clothes are made, like sweatshops in India. Sometimes tiny fingers just do better intricate work.
Facts.
Doesn't matter where the suits are made, just as long as the person who designed them is British. It doesn't matter if the fabric was imported from China, as long as the designer is British. British jobs for British people in the subcontinent. That's all he's asking for. So anyone is okay. Alexander McQueen, William Hunt, Oswald Botang. He's not sure about Oswald Botang because he doesn't know if he's totally British. He's managed to work through some great looks since being Necker nominated in 2014. Great moment. Earthworm Jim being a particular favourite of mine. Alongside your smart, casual, racist friend in a pub. That's one that he wears quite a lot.
He's taking the smart out of smart, casual racism.
Also, when thinking about what clothing to wear, you have to look at someone's skin tone and what's going to work with them. And colouring-wise, he's a Union Jack, red cheeks, blue veins and pasty white everywhere else. So we'll mark that down as autumnal. Up next, Boris Johnson. So Boris is a bit more relaxed. He doesn't care where the suit is from, but it's preferably splash-proof. He lets his girlfriend dress him and cut his hair. His preferred shoes are brogues, and the laces must be undone at all times to affect a kind of raffish charm. He also has an exercise wardrobe, which consists of shorts that look like they've been used to mop up spillages, and work socks with trainers. When he exercises, he sort of looks like a dad running to the bookies about to miss the 3 p.m. at Cheltenham. It's a choice. It's very much a choice. I just feel like we need more of these magazine tropes for the male politicians, you know, pregnancy fashion, a post-vasectomy fashion shoot. I'd be really into that. In or out, the circle of shame, the chart of lust, which features absolutely no one. The spotted section. This will be literal skin, ties, dicks. So tune in next time for when we do a fashion breakdown of Jacob Rees-Mogg and Donald Trump.
I'm looking forward to that. Thank you so much for the style section, Tiff. Now it is time for your letters to the editor. Dear Alice, I'm worried about your dick magnet friend, Tiff. Hey, that's you, Tiff. She hasn't been on the show for a spell, and I'm concerned she may have wandered off. She did wander off. She went to America. I cringe to think what could have happened if she wandered too close to some random bachelorette party or men's locker room or, God forbid, the legendary Sea of Cocks my grandmother spoke of around the campfire when I was young. If you could please check up on her and update us on her whereabouts and well-being, it would be much appreciated. Thank you. Yours sincerely, worried about Tiff. Tiff, you're right here to answer this concern. I'm super glad. What have you got to say to this worried person?
I am in Los Angeles, so it is the land of dicks. They're everywhere. They're swinging about, but I've been batting them off. I've been dealing with it quite well. I have some anti-dick wear that I wear out of the house, which is basically a bicycle helmet and a full-length coat and a hockey stick. And
that
then when I see one come
thing,
at me...
You know that.
Yeah, that is someone's thing. When they come at me, I just use that hockey stick and I don't give a...
Thank you for addressing our readers' concerns. Remember, you too can join the conversation by writing a letter to the editor at thelastpost@somethingelse.com. More letters tomorrow, but thank you for listening to The Last Post today. We are here in your ears 366 days of this year, and we will be back tomorrow with all the latest news in this dimension. You can download this podcast again tomorrow, or instead, why don't you try downloading tomorrow's podcast tomorrow, or subscribe so it automatically downloads every episode every day. We have previous episodes available on the same feed for those of you who like to binge the news. If you have not done so before, please listen back to previous editions. It'll give context for the nonsense we're spewing right now. Your guest today was Tiff Stevenson. Tiff, thank you so much for coming. What have you got to plug?
Thanks for having me. Why don't you just get on my Twitter and my website and join my mailing list, tiffstevenson.co.uk.
The Last Post is a Something Else Alice Fraser and Bugle Podcasts production. I'm Alice Fraser. Find me online at patreon.com/AliceFraser for my occasional free blogs or to subscribe for a behind-the-scenes look at my glamorous life. The executive producer of this podcast is Christopher D. Skinner, and we will be back tomorrow for more of The Last Post.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.